I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. We think of holiday caroling as the stuff of nostalgia. But New York composer Phil Klein has brought caroling into the age of electronica. It's an idea he calls Unsilent Night, and it is spreading to several cities in the U.S. and Canada. Michelle Mercer reports from this year's Unsilent Night in Manhattan.
All you have to do is locate that play button. Okay, is everybody ready?
Ready?
Okay, it's going to be on go. One, two, three, go. And then just follow me.
At composer Phil Klein's cue, about 500 people started their boomboxes and took off from New York's Washington Square Park on a 45-minute walk through the city streets. The boomboxes blasted tapes and CDs of an original composition by Klein. Ambient winter music shimmered in the cold December night. As the crowd stretched into a block-long procession, it became a walking wall of sound. Phil Klein's electronic caroling event is called Unsilent Night, and it's happening in several American cities this year. This was its 12th annual edition in New York, where it's become a holiday tradition. As usual, the mood was festive. Participants talked, laughed, and sometimes stopped for cigarette breaks or to chat on cell phones. That's all good, Klein says. This performance is designed to literally run away from the composer.
It's like, going to the park with your toy boat and putting it out on the pond. You know, I mean, not the modern toy boat with all the remote controls, but the old-fashioned kind where the wind's just, you know. Oh.
Frank Oteri, editor of New Music Box online magazine, has attended Unsilent Night for several years. Oteri says the event builds community and celebrates new music.
It's a way of bringing people together during the holidays without any of the baggage of religion and any of the things that separate all of us. And this is something that really brings us together. And you get to walk with the composer as you're holding the boombox. It's a beautiful thing.
Unlike a concert hall recital, in this outdoor performance, the conductor doesn't exactly occupy the sonic sweet spot. Klein stays ahead of the sound, directing traffic.
I never really get to hear it because we're up front.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like when mom cooks Thanksgiving dinner, she doesn't really get to be part of it. Okay, down St. Mark's.
Back in the crowd, the music sounded something like holy minimalism. Bells tolled, organs billowed, monks chanted, and synthesizers droned. Of course, what you heard depended on where you were walking. For Allison Bojarski, who was attending Unsilent Night for the first time, the music conjured a surreal holiday soundscape.
It sounds like Christmas. It sounds like a million different churches' church bells all ringing at the same time, and if we could kind of hear them all at once, this is what it would sound like.
The route ended in Tompkins Square Park, where the boombox carolers gathered into a semicircle. As the music swelled to a final peak, the crowd settled into blissful silence. And for a while, even the city itself seemed calm and bright.
Hi, it's wonderful. I'm like happier than I have been in years. So it's really wonderful.
For Day to Day, this is Michelle Mercer in New York.
Thanks, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.